I'm Anna Carmo with UN News. With Zimbabwe experiencing its worst ever hunger crisis, the United Nations and its relief partners have revised their humanitarian appeal to scale up food assistance to people most affected by drought, flooding and economic stagnation, seeking $331 million to reach 3.7 million people with humanitarian assistance and protection. The UN and its partners are also focusing on strategies to help the Southern African nation becoming as food-sufficient as it once was. The UN Resident Coordinator for Zimbabwe, Mr. Bishao Parajuli, was recently in New York and sat with UN News' Assumpta Masoi and gave her a snapshot of the current humanitarian situation in the country.
Zimbabwe's humanitarian situation is being affected by triple crisis. It is drought, it is cyclone, and the effort of the government to make economic transformation. And the food security is moving from crisis to emergency. Close to 5 million are being affected at the moment, and that could rise to 7 million because some more work is being done to assess the food insecurity situation in the urban area. So indeed, it is very serious. And worse of it is close to half of the population are likely to be needing humanitarian support in one form or the other. Food being the major, agricultural support, water sanitation, education, health and protection. We just launched as a humanitarian community an appeal for $331 million about 2 weeks back. The good news is Zimbabwe is not alone. There are partners and friends. In fact, on the last 2 weeks, we have an announcement made by UK for about $60 million, US for about $45 million, and European Union about $11 million. But there's a huge need, and the gap is enormous.
But we heard that you had to revise the human response plan. Why?
Unfortunately, we had to revise three times. The first time we launched an appeal on 1st of March for about $234 million. Unfortunately, then the cyclone hit this whole Southern Africa region, Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe was severely affected with 270,000 people needing various form of help and 70,000 displaced. So we revised the first appeal to accommodated that with $60 million and made an appeal for about $294. Thanks to generosity of international community and friends of Zimbabwe, half of the appeal was met. Now, going forward, we had an assessment of the severity of food situation with a consortium of government, development partners, civil society, and UN, and that found nearly 5.5 million people needing aid. And of that, our appeal is looking at some of the most severe and vulnerable people, covering about 3.7 million to be assisted with appeal support to complement the government effort. And that's the reason. And in fact, there's further work going on in urban area in assessing the food insecurity situation. And when that gets completed, we may have to revise this appeal further. Unfortunately, overall need could be in the range of 7 million people needing assistance.
I'm sure you've been traveling around Zimbabwe. And what have you been seeing about what people they really want at this time?
The story is very sad. I have gone and met families. I have spoken to children. I have spoken to household. They have started eating one meal a day, and it is very sad for a household mother to say she cannot feed a child. And you know, normally Zimbabwe produces about 1.7 million tons of maize in a year, plus cereals, other small grain cereals. Mm-hmm. This year, the deficit is about 900,000 tons. That means only 40% or so production. And therefore, you know, the severity is grave. And additionally, I don't know if you're aware that Zimbabwe is facing enormous economic challenges because the government is very serious about transforming the economy and living with its means compared to in the past. In that process, the currency has been devalued enormously, reaching to almost 400-450% inflation. So people earning 3,000 are earning like 300. So you can understand with that differences, the rise in vulnerability among the lower income population.
You just say that the situation is moving from a crisis to an emergency. So how does this situation is going to affect the implementation of the SDGs?
Well, obviously, hunger, SDG 2, is part of this issue, the poverty, the agriculture, food security. And it has a broader implication on health and education and gender and et cetera. So obviously, there will be a threat to SDGs, and that's why the UN system in the country and with the partner are really working hard to preserve the gain on development progress, but at the same time protect the vulnerable against these urges of climate change and the effect of the economic transformation.
And if you look at the kind of support that maybe Zimbabwe is receiving, some people are saying it's kind of a practical support that is not sustainable, that is not long-term. Do you see any way that how the UN can do to provide like strategic support so that at the end of the day, Zimbabwe becomes self-sufficient? As you know, Zimbabwe is to be a breadbasket for Southern African region.
Indeed. Humanitarian support is not the solution. The UN system development partners are fully aware of that. And I think government is also cognizant of this. And that's why they want to transform the economy to bring a permanent solution. There has been big efforts and campaign to invite investors. They want to really adhere to the rule of law. There are some of the policy which were not positive to attract investment have been revised. And also in the context of land issues, they are trying to work to bring out a policy for land tenorship and attract investment in land and also investment into irrigation system, mechanization, and adopting different types of crop other than just maize so they can adopt to rain-fed system. But it's going to take time, these efforts, because indeed, if it is systematically adopted, Zimbabwe can return back to its original status in terms of food self-sufficiency and feeding Zimbabwe and whole Africa and beyond, frankly. I want to give you a case. I have been to one of a project which supported by FAO, mm-hmm. and there, per hectare, the crop yield is about 6 tons of wheat and about 7 tons of maize, compared to the national average of less than a ton of maize. So you can imagine it's doable. And it can be produced, and there are some commercial farmers which are really producing excellent quality and quantity of produce, both maize and wheat. But what Zimbabwe really needs is moving forward to developing irrigation system and adopting some of the rain-fed crops. And for all that purpose, it needs to create enabling environment for investment in agriculture, both mechanization and land tenureship, and et cetera.
And for the revised humanitarian appeal, what is your call to the international community and donors?
Well, I'm really appealing to the friends of Zimbabwe and international community that Zimbabwe really needs help at this particular time. And as you can see, we launch on the 6th of August this appeal for $331 million. I want to particularly thank and appreciate the contribution received from United Kingdom and U.S. and European Union. But we are appealing to more friends of Zimbabwe to come and join and support Zimbabwean population who really need help at this particular time.